CBS News, I'm Susan Spencer. President Bush capped his sentimental journey to China with a farewell bash that only a former Texas oil man could muster. We get that story from CBS News correspondent David Jackson.
The president wrapped up his whirlwind China stop by hosting a Texas-style barbecue banquet for Chinese leaders. Lone Star beer by the bottle, U.S. beef brought in just for the occasion. The Chinese and American flags behind the dais were dwarfed by a huge Texas flag hanging behind a country and western band. This is new for China. And Mr. Bush spoke of new Sino-American relationship that has developed over the years.
The American people and the Chinese people have joined in an historic rendezvous. It's become a permanent friendship, grounded in common interests and productive cooperation.
The president met for an hour today with China's top leader Deng Xiaoping, and the White House says the whole time was taken up with talk of Mikhail Gorbachev's planned trip here this May. Mr. Bush is quoted as saying a Sino-Soviet thaw can only serve to help stabilize the world situation. David Jackson, CBS News, with the president in Beijing.
During his talks with Chinese leaders, Mr. Bush made no mention of human rights, and a leading dissident who had been invited to the barbecue was kept away by police. Feng Lijur says the incident shows China's true attitude toward human rights. President Bush's choice for defense secretary has gone on the offensive, trying to put to rest charges that he has a drinking problem. Speaking on the ABC News program this week, John Tower pledged never to drink as Pentagon chief and said he has never considered withdrawing his nomination.
If I thought that it would benefit the administration, I would be glad to withdraw. However, the president doesn't feel that way. The president wants to proceed with this. He does feel that I've been treated unfairly. And he does believe that I'm the best qualified man for the job.
While Republicans say the party line vote in the Senate Armed Services Committee bodes ill for President Bush's relations with the Democrats, Chairman Sam Nunn disagrees.
It's a mistake to say this is the end of bipartisanship. I like George Bush. I think he's off to a good start with a few exceptions, this being one of them.
Nunn appeared on the NBC News program Meet the Press. The committee is recommending that the full Senate reject Tower's nomination in a vote this week. Soviet Foreign Minister Edvard Shevardnadze says it's time for relations between the Soviet Union and Iran to enter a new phase. Shevardnadze met with Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini in Tehran today. Khomeini reportedly told the Soviet diplomat that he welcomes a better relationship with Moscow to help fight, quote, the devilish acts of the West. Khomeini began a new verbal battle with the West earlier this month when he called on Muslims to kill British author Salman Rushdie. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
You don't have to go to Hawaii to see some of the greatest golf ever. You can see the Women's Kemper Open, broadcast live from Hawaii on NBC this weekend. Check your local listings for the exact times. The Women's Kemper Open, the best of the LPGA and the best of Hawaii. Brought to you by the insurance companies of the Kemper Group.
It all started with his secret obsession.
Do any scene you want. Prom night, dirty movie, you name it.
His darkest desires led him first into seduction, then into murder.
Please help me. Help me.
I love you.
Victoria Principle is a woman betrayed by her own sensuality.
I don't believe you. I don't want to hear this.
James Farentino is the man whose deadly pleasures trapped them both in his naked lie.
Just ask me anything, and I'll always tell you the truth.
Naked Lie, tonight on CBS Television.
Rescue ships continue to search the waters off Hawaii for debris from United Airlines Flight 811. Investigators now say that stress, not metal fatigue or a bomb, may have caused the Boeing 747 side to rip open on Friday. Nine passengers are missing and presumed dead. Searchers have found an empty lifeboat, but no trace of 15 sailors missing since their cargo ship sank off the southwest coast of France last night. The crew was forced to abandon the vessel in gale force winds. No injuries, only minor damage reported from a pair of moderate earthquakes that shook Costa Rica this morning. The strongest, measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale, was centered about 45 miles southwest of San Jose. And nearly half of McKeesport, Pennsylvania's 50-member police force could be laid off by midnight. A fundraising effort is underway to delay the layoffs, but the mayor of the Pittsburgh suburb says the town simply can't afford the wage increase awarded to the officers by the state. I'm Susan Spencer, CBS News.